Vayter and Shaspir and Daf. Lamede, picking it up on the top of Lamede and Aleph, just following the Mishnah, which discussed the idea of the Esrog. Now, the Rishonim discussed that we know, from Besorah that the Esrog is the pre-Eitz Hadar, that which we take on Sukkot, but we look for a Pasuk nonetheless, says the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan, pre-Eitz Hadar, the Pasuk says pre-Eitz Hadar. And Rashi explains, Sha'etz Kipri, Bitam Shava, that the tree itself and the fruit itself has the same taste. Eitz Shatam Eitzo Apir Yoshava, that's the same. Avi Omer is the Esrog, that is the Esrog. Ve'ema Pilpulin, who says maybe it's pilpulin? Pilpulin meaning peppers, like black pepper that you put on your food to spice it. Give the times we learned in a brisa. Hayu Rabbi Meir Omer, Mash Mishanemer Munitatam Kol Eitz, and the fact that the pasuk says, this is a pasuk saying, coming into the land of Israel, says, V'chisavo el ha'aretz unetatem kol eitz ma'achal v'araltem aroso espirio shaloshanem yelechem arelim lo yechal. When we talk about the idea of Arla, and it talks about how there has to be for 3 years, but the pasuk known as Arla, the pasuk says unetatem kol eitz ma'achal. Why did you have to say eitz ma'achal? Right? The pasuk says it's pirio afterwards, so obviously it's an eitz ma'achal. V'mashish nam unetatem kol eitz, I don't know. Matamid lomar. Why does it say eitz machal? Eitz shetam eitzo apiru shava. It's something that is its taste of the wood itself and its pure and its pre and its fruit are equal to themselves. Heavy omer is a pilplin. That is pilplin. It's pepper. It's coming to teach you that pilpel is chayiv in arla. That's Rashi says, the lo tema min yeriku. Don't say it's a vegetable because it's on something which is very low, a low tree. Therefore, you would think it wouldn't be chayiv, and the answer is it is. Ve'in Eretz Yisrael chaseira klum. Eretz Yisrael is not lacking anything. Shenamar lo sechsar kol ba, that it is not lacking anything. So maybe really what it's talking about, it's just a take on Sukkot, is pepper. Says Gemara, Hassam, Shum, the left shot. Can't be talking about pepper. Why? Hey, Kanav, what are you going to do? You're going to ningkot chadu, you're going to take one little peppercorn? What's going to be if you go and you take one little tiny one? Garin Echad, says Rashi. Doesn't make sense, because then lo minkura l'kichasa. Rashi says, mitoch kotna, because how small it is, it's not recognizable that you're actually taking something. So rather, ninko treyo t'lasa, you take two or three different ones. Pre Echad amrechmanav, lo shnayim u'shlosha peros. It says one pre, and it doesn't say two or three peros. This is Sosa Shas changes over there. Hilgach lo'ev, said it for a camp, that's what it's talking about. So rather, what's it talking about? In Esrog. Now, Rabbi Yomer, when it says in the pasuk pre-Eitz Hadar, Al Tuki Hadar, you shouldn't read it as Hadar, Ella Hadir. You should read it as something known as Hadir. It says Rashi, pre-Eitz Shedoma Ilano Ladir Shelton. It's a pre-Eitz that its Ilan, its tree, is similar to a deer of Tzon. A deer of Tzon means like a pen for animals, like where animals hang out. What's a Shaychis Madir Zeh Yesh Bo Gedolim Gitanim Timim Balim Umim? Just like when you have a whole group of animals that are together, you have some of them that are big, some small, some are complete, some are balimum. Hachanami yishbo gedolim gitanim tumim balimum. So too, they have to have some sort of tree that has that as well. And what is that? That's an esrog. Esrog has big ones, small ones, ones with tumimim, some with mumim. Says Gemara, huh? What are you talking about? Apple trees also have that. Rashi says, atushar peris lesbu gedolim gitanim tumim balimumim. Every, you know, why are you saying this is dafka a esrog tree? Ella hachikamara. This is what it means to say. Atche ba'in kitanim adayin gedolim kayomim. Until the kitanim come, the Gedolim is still there, meaning that this is an esrog tree. It lasts for a few years. The esrog grows there 2 or 3 years, and therefore the second year when the esrog is still there, you have a new one. As opposed to apples, it falls off every season. That's why Gedolim, Ketanim, Balimum, and Tamimim. So what are we talking about here? An esrog. So that's what it means when it says the pasuk of Hadar, it means Hadir, which is something which is like these animals, and therefore whenever we know it's like an esrog. Okay, another way of like understanding this. Don't mean it's hadar as in beautiful, ella hadar, which means something that's living. There's davar shadar bi'ilanu mishana l'shana, something that lives on its tree from 1 year to the next. And like we said before, that's the concept of the esrog, that it stays on from one to the next. Ben azi amar al turki hadar, don't read it hadar, ella, the way you should read it is, now we have a whole change over here, Gemara writes, Idor, it changes up top, and the Mitzvah Shas, Sarach Lamech, Hidor. Right, that's the way the Lashon is. Hidor. Ela Hidor. Shekein B'Lashon Yevani Karm L'mayim Hidor. The way what it's called in Greek, it's called Hidor Vezu Yi Shagadal Kol L'mayim. What's that mean? It grows on the water. What does that mean? Hidor. It's L'Lashon Hidor. We had this earlier in Rashi that it means something that comes. The word Hidor means water. Vezu Yi Shagadal Kol L'mayim. If somebody goes by water and needs a lot of water, Haviyomer Zeh Esog. That's talking about Esog. Esog is someone who needs to have a tremendous amount of water. Therefore, we know that it's talking about Priyatz Hadar, meaning Hidor, meaning in Esrog. Moving along to the next part of the Mishnah, Shalashev Shalir Nidachas Puzzle. If you have an Esrog from an Asher or Nidachas, it ain't no good. What's the problem with it? As we've seen before, my time I came to Lusrefakoi, this is meant to be burned. Kasuse Michtas Shire, it's already like it's not here, it's like it's chopped up already, and you don't have the proper shear. Vishal Orla, we said Shal Orla is going to be Puzzle. Change it to Shel Arla. Shel Arla is pasul. Arla is, again, a fruit within the first 3 years. Now, eat the fourth year. We eat it in Yerushalayim, and the fifth year can be eaten anywhere. My time, what's the reason? Pliga bar Rav Chia bar Avin, Rabbi Asi. Machlokas, the two of them, we don't say which one is which, but soon we're going to explain which one is which. Chad Amar Lefish Ein Ben, Jain Ba Heter Achila. One says a reason why you're not allowed to have Arla, because you're not allowed to eat Arla the first 3 years of its existence, you can eat it. So if it's an Esrog, within the first 3 years, it's pasul. Why? One gives explanation, because you're not like, you know, it's not mutter for you to eat. And Rashi says, Rachman Amar Lachem, it has to be for you. Haro'i Lachem Bechol Darche Hanaso, in every way of Hanah. And this you're not able to get. Chad Amar, another reason, says, you know what the reason is? Not because of an issue of Achila, but rather the fish ain't ba din mamon. It doesn't have anything known as mamon. Rashi says, Sheino Shavapruta. Disura no. It says, Isra Asrebana. Therefore, it's not Shavapruta. Hilka Chlav Shilachemu. Doesn't belong to you if there's no sort of value to it. So if there's no value, then it's not called lachem, and therefore it can't be used. Now, it sounds like these are two different opinions going on over here, that one of them is saying that the problem of Arla is an issue of you can't eat it. That's the issue. But it's not a monetary shtickle. Even if you were able to eat it, if you could eat it, but you wouldn't, let's say, have any value, it'd still be okay. And the other one says it's a value issue, which it sounds like as long as it has value, then even if it's not, if you're not able to eat it, then still it could be okay. It must be that each one doesn't hold of the other issue. Let's take a look and see if this makes sense. We learned in a Mishnah. We're going to change this in a minute and see it not like that. Shel Truma Temeya Puzzle. If you have Truma Temeya, then it's going to be Puzzle. Bisham Lamandam Lefishim Bahetar Achila, according to when it says you're not allowed to go out and eat. Okay, Truma Temeya is going to be a problem because you're not allowed to eat it. Shape, everything makes sense. And Lamandam Lefishim Bah Din Mamun, it says no, Truma Temeya, there's no Din Mamun, there's no value. Says Rashi, Aval Hetar Achila Lo Ba'inam, we don't need it to be able to eat it. Bisham Din Mamun Karina Be Lechem, and only because of the Lechem means that it has value to it. Amai, then what's the problem with using Truma Tame? Why wouldn't Truma Temeya? Why couldn't you use Truma Temeya? It does have value. Well, what's the value of Truma Temeya? Hare Masika Tachas Tafshilo. You're able to use it in order to burn the fire. You could use it to cook food over it, use it as the fire. So we do see that it has value. So according to him, according to the Mandamer that says the issue is value, so then this shouldn't be a problem. Ella, so it must be that really both of them hold as an issue of achila. It's just a question of whether there's also an issue of value. Ella behetar achila kuliyama lo pliga debinan. Everybody agrees. Both of those opinions, which again, we didn't say who it is, but both of them, Rav Chia bar Avin and Rav Asi, both agree that it has to be something that you're able to eat. That they agree with. But kuliyama lo pliga debinan. However, ki pliga, where's a machlokas bedin mamun? Does it also need to have value in terms of money? Mar savar, hetar achila bainan, din mamun lo bainan. You just have to be able to eat it, but it doesn't have to have any value. My suffer didn't mama nami bring it. It says no, it also has to have value. So even if you could eat it, if it doesn't have value, then it's no good. My benayu, what is that middle case of something that you could eat but doesn't have value? Ike benayu, meiser sheni. This is the case is Meiser Sheni, which you know Meiser Sheni on the first year, second year, fourth year, and fifth year, the Shemitah cycle. You have to take off what's known as Meiser Sheni. You eat that in Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh. And it's going according to Rabbi Meir. Now, that says what? What does Rabbi Meir hold? Rabbi Meir holds that Meiser Sheni doesn't belong to you. Meiser Sheni, the value is, it's Mamun Gavoa. It's considered money of the Lord, and therefore you're allowed to eat it, but it doesn't have any value. So the man damer lefishem b'heter achila, the one who says that the only thing, the issue is heter achila, hareish b'heter achila. So therefore you should be able to use meiser sheni, if esrog meiser sheni. This wouldn't be a problem. Laman da Amar. Fishemba din mamon. Says nav din mamon. Maiser sheni mamon gavo. It belongs to the Ribono shel Olam. And therefore, you're not allowed to be able to use it now. Okay, then we have clarity on it. Now the question is, who is who? Tistayim, it makes sense to say, Rav Asi da Amar lefishemba din mamon. It's Rav Ashi who's the one, Rav Asi. Is the one who says that it also has to have monetary things. And if it doesn't, then it's no good, right? And the esrog that you have from Orla is going to be no good. Why? Even though, right, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's also because of the fact that it's never did mamons, which means that's what he holds. The Amr of Asi, how do we see that? Because we learn it from the following. Esrog, Rav Asi says straight out, Esrog shall meiser sheni, and Esrog meiser sheni, ledivri Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, ain adam yotzi yidei chavas abiyom tov. Ledivri chachamim, adam yotzi yidei chavas abiyom tov. According to chacham, they say, it will be okay. It makes sense. You are allowed to. Tistayim, so then now we should say that it makes sense. It's Rav Asi who says, that has to be also that you have money, you got the cash, and you're the one who it has value. And if it doesn't have value, then it's going to be no good. Gufa, let's take a look at what we just said. Amar Vasi, Esrog shal Meiser Sheni. An Esrog of Meiser Sheni. L'dev Rebbe Meir, Ein Ad Meir Tzibel Yechavas B'Yomtov. According to Meir, you're not going to be Yotzi Yechav and Yomtov. Must be that there's you have to have certain values. Magum Gavoa, according to him. L'dev Rechachamim Ad Yotzi B'Yechavas B'Yomtov. According to Chachamim, they say this is Nishkin, a problem. Now, what about matzah? Matzah shall meiser sheni. When it comes to matzah of meiser sheni, if you use your meiser sheni for matzah, ledivre b'meir ein od miyotzi yidei chavaso b'pesach. According to b'meir, you won't be yotzi your chov on Pesach. Interesting, very interesting. Ledivre chachamim adam yotzi yidei chavaso b'pesach. According to chachamim, you will be yotzi your chov with matzah on Pesach of meiser sheni. According to Rabbi Meir, it's Mamun Gavoah. According to Chum, it's not Mamun Gavoah. Now, we do have only question over here, which is a bit of an interesting question. And that is, where in the world do we find that you have to have the matzah belongs to you? Like, where does it say lechem by matzah? That we're going to get to in a minute. But anyway, ain't of them. Isa shal meiser sheni. What about Isa? When it comes to dough, that's from meiser sheni. Ledivri Rabbi Meir, patur min achala. You're putter from chala. You don't have to take off chala. You have to remove a certain amount that goes to the coin. You don't have to do it when it comes to Isa or meiser sheni. Isa. Ledivri chachamim chayevitz bechala. You would be chayev in chala. Again, back to machlokas about whether or not meiser sheni is mungavar or considered yours. Now, Maske Flora Papa. Bishlam Isa. I understand why Isa, what's going on over there. Ksiv Rishis Ariso Sechem. The Pasuk says, Rishis Ariso Sechem. Chalot Trimu Sa Kisuma Asgar and Kain Trimu Sa. My Bar Mitzvah Parsha. That it says, Rishis Ariso Sechem. It has to be yours. It's got to belong to you when you're taking off Chala. Right? So therefore, I get it that if you're going to have, that's the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, in reference to my Sersheni, Rabbi Meir says that it's no good because it's got to be yours, and he holds that it's Mavim Gavoa, and therefore, if you have Isa of my Sersheni, it's got to belong to you. But, and Esrog Nami, I get it, because Ksiv Lechem, Yishel Lechem, it's got to be yours. Ela Matzah, and that's what we're asking, like I said before, we're going to ask, Miksiv Matzoschem, does it say that it's got to be your Matzah? And if you don't have your Matzah, you're not Yotzei. What's going on? Where do you get that from? Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Vitim Rav Yem, Rabbi Shelmia, Asya Lechem, Lechem. We're learning Gezer Shah of Lechem Lechem to say that Taka, yes, the Matzah's got to be yours. Ksiv Hacha, Lechem Oni, it says by Matzah, it's got to be Lechem Oni. Uksiv awesome, and it says over there when it talks about the mitzvah of challah, beep, turn the page. V'hayyab achalchem lechem ha'aretz. We eat from lechem ha'aretz. Oh, malo hola mishal lechem v'lo mishal meiser. Just like over there, it's got to be yours, and it can't be meiser's, meaning mona gavoa. It's got to belong to you. Afkan mishal lechem v'lo mishal meiser. So too, it's got to be yours. It can't be from meiser sheni. Talking about matzah. Okay, lema mesayle. Let's bring a raya for this. Back it up. It says the following, Rabbi Brisa says, Isa shal meiser sheni petur min achala. Isa meiser sheni is patur from chala, divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chacham emar mechayev es bechala, chayev chesei yor chayev bechala. Says the Gemara, what? Lema messiah, how is that a messiah? He, get it? That was exactly, you just said it. It's not a proof to it. This is actually it itself. What exactly are you saying? This is the Gemara, Ella, no, this is what we mean. Mi debeha pligi. since we know that they have a machlokas when it comes to challah, does that apply from dov ma'aser sheni? Baha nami pligi? Do we say that they argue on this as well? Mida baha pligi, baha nami pligi? Are you saying that which we have explicit when it comes to this brayse I just brought? It says isa shemaiser sheni p'turim in a challah to remember chamer mechayev is bechala. They argue over there. So baha nami pligi? Are you going to say that they're also going to be arguing when it comes to esrog or matzah b'maaser sheni? Odom shayni isa. Maybe no. You don't compare it because when it comes to isa, the amar kara ariso sechem, ariso sechem, reshis ariso sechem, chalatri mosakim. Right, because it says ariso sechem twice. Where does it say it? The next pasuk it says reshis ariso sechem, and the next one says may reshis ariso sechem to do l'Hashem to umel ador sechem. So therefore, you would say that ariso sechem two times, and that's why you go ahead and you're going to say that Ma'aser Sheni is not going to be good. But when it comes to Esrog, right, or something else which only says it one time, then maybe you wouldn't go ahead and learn it out from it. So at that state, we don't see dafka that it is a raya for us. All right, next. Beep. I mean, no beep. I retract that beep. The next part of the Mishnah said, so truma tameya psula, if it's truma tameya, then it's going to be pasul. The less ba heter chila. Because again, lechem means you have to be able to eat it. And remember we said that there was a retraction, or not a retraction, a quality, we fixed the statement that both of them say that you have to at least be allowed to eat it. The question is whether it has to have value for you or not, but everyone agrees you have to be able to eat it. The less by heter achila is no heter achila, and therefore truma tameya is going to be no good. Shall truma tahora lo yito, but if it comes to truma tahora, you shouldn't take truma tahora. Pligi bar of ami rav asi machlokes chadam ibnei shemach shira. One says the reason why you're not allowed to go ahead and take my truma tahora, you shouldn't take it. We know that there's something called hechsher, the yad shachad dam, the seven liquids that if they go and they touch upon what, something, then it opens it up to now become susceptible and become tummy. Now we know there's also a mitzvah that a person is not allowed to make something which is truma tahora. You have to be very careful to not allow it to become tummy. Back in the day, what was very common is people used to go ahead, they would come home, they would take the lulav and esrog, they would take the lulav and they'd put it in water, and then they would take it out and they put it against the esrog, and then the esrog would get wet and it would become huchsher lekabel tuma, and we don't want that happening. So therefore, v'shal truma tahora lo yito, don't take it. That's one reason we're saying is chanam ibn shemachshira, when the water goes to touch it, it's going to be machshirt, and that can cause it to become tame, and we don't want to do that. The Torah says asei lo shmira, make a shmira to it that it doesn't fall to tumah. Chanam ibn shemafsida. Another one says because it's actually going to be mafsid the truma biyadayim. By holding it for 7 days, you're going to end up ruining the peel. No one's going to want to eat it over there. And then you're going to be mafsid the truma. And that's a problem. You're not allowed to go ahead and be mafsid trima. Says Rashi, klipasa chitzon, and in essence, it becomes disgusting. You're not allowed to do it like we explained. My benayu, what's the difference between them? Kigon, shakara le shem chutz miklipasa chitzona. In a case where you say, this esrog is going to be truma, but not the outer peel. Only the inside of it, not the outer peel. Lamanda Amar, according to the one who said that the issue is an issue of machshira ika, that issue still remains. But Lamanda Amar, Mnesh Mafsida, Leka, we don't got any issue anymore because you're not going to be mafsid it because it's not really cheruma, the outer part. Up to the next part of the Mishnah. V'im not al ksher, but if you actually did do it, then it would be kosher. Now, as you recall, we just mentioned that when it comes to Arla, there was a discussion over there why it is that that's no good. And Arla is not going to be good lechatchila or bidiyavet, it's no good. But when it comes to this, when it comes to Truma, bidiyavet, if you did do it, it's going to be kosher. So now we try to break down and understand the difference. Lamanda amar b'nei she'ein ba heter achila. According to the one who said by Arla, the issue is heter achila, and that's the only issue. Hariyish ba heter achila. When it comes to Truma, there is heter achila. It's allowed to be eaten. So therefore, a coin's allowed to eat it, so therefore there's no problem. Lamanda amar b'nei she'ein ba din mamon, that it doesn't have a din of mamon. Hariyish ba din mamon. It does have a din of mammon. Rashi explains that a kohen can be mekadesh a woman with this, and even a Yisrael also. Im nasna lo a kohen mekadesh bas isha umocher lo kohanim ba'adamim shelo, he can sell to a kohen and the money becomes his. So this does have money, and that's why it's going to be good. Bidi eved lechatchila, it shouldn't be done unless it come to sort of some sort of hefsid or because of hochsher. But if you did it, then it would be okay because you can be eaten and it does have monetary value. According to both of them, it would be okay. Bidi eved. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, Vishal Demai, what is it? Demai is when you don't know what the status is. We know that there's a concept that Rov Ame Aretz are Ma'asrim. We say that most Ame Aretz, and they took off Trumas and Maisos, but we're worried that maybe they didn't, and if maybe they didn't, so therefore, on that, we're Machmir that you shouldn't have it. When you're not sure, that's called the Demai. So, this is Machlokas in Bisham Bisila about Demai, as we're going to see in a minute. Bisham says that it's okay. Let's see right the second. Bisham says it's a problem. You can't use demai and esrog of a demai. And Basil says you are allowed to. Now, my time out to Basil. What's Pshan Basil that says you're allowed to use it? Rashi says, less by heter achila. We know how we're not allowed to eat it because you can't eat demai. So then why is it going to be okay? We know we said that everyone agrees that it has to be something you're able to eat. Lochem. So he says, Kavendi bari mafke lenichse maviani. Since we know a different machlokas Bisham Basil, which is a fundamental machlokas here, about whether or not you could do the following idea. Be mafke everything, even though you're not out of demai, the chachamim were mekel, they were only machmir generally, but when it comes to aniyim, or poor people, or soldiers that are passing through town, that was on the town to feed them, then you're allowed to go out and feed them demai, they're allowed to eat demai. So kevdi boy mafkir l'nechsev havayani, since if a person wants at any moment he can be a mafkir, he can make everything he owns ownerless, and then he'd be called an ani, if a chazilan would be roi and fit for him to eat, hashanami lechem karein abay, so even now it's considered lechem, because you could, it's in your hands to do that. It's not as we learned in a Mishnah, machila nesaniyim demai. We allow poor people to have demai. Ve'esach sanya demai nasoch sanya, which we says are the soldiers of the king, and it's given to the people in the different communities to go feed them. You can give them demai. Ubeishamai, and what ubeishamai? Ani lochel demai. He says they don't. It's nice. We're going to the Mishnah, machila nesaniyim demai. Ve'esach sanoyim demai. But Ravuna says Tana was taught on this that beishamai omim. You're not allowed to do such a thing. So Bisham says, you don't do that. So therefore, since you can't do that, according to him, that's why it can't be used as an esrog. Next part of the Mishnah says, Shal Meiser Sheni Shebe Yerushalayim. I can use an esrog that's Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So what did it say? Mishnah said, don't do it. But if you did it, it's going to be good. Now, Laman Damer Bnei Shemachshira, according to one who says that the issue is Machshira, it's going to be Machshir here too. Hari Machshira, you can be Machshirid for Tuma, and therefore we're worried for that, and that's why I don't do it. Laman Damer Bnei Shemachshida, it's going to be Hefsid. This also, it's going to be Hefsid as well, as Rashi points out, because it's not only by Truma, but also by, as Rashi says, Maiser Sheni, Boi Shimor, the Kodesh Shikri, the Chsiv, Chomase, Aretz. And also, you have to be careful with it, make sure it doesn't get ruined. Laman Damer Bnei that's Hechsher. And the Manamosh Mavish Mavsida, Hare Mavsida, same thing, it's going to be Mavsid, it's going to ruin it. Next, Vim Natal, and if you did, Kshera, it's still going to be okay. Lamandam Ibnashain Ba Heter Achila, according to one who says that there's no Heter Achila with it, because this is, that's the issue over here. Divrei Akol, everyone's going to say, it's going to be okay, because Maisa Shani, you're allowed to eat it, right? However, Laman da Amar, the one who says Lafisha ain't ba din mamon, because it doesn't have a din mamon. So then, right, because you don't have any. The issue is if there was when we spoke about Orla, is that it doesn't have a din mamon, and there is a man da Amar that says it has to have a din mamon. So then, Hamani, who is our Mishnah going like? Answer is the Rabbanani. It's the Rabbanan. Right, not at Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's called Mabum Gavah when it's Maiser Sheni. But the Rabbanan say it's not Mabum Gavah, it's called your money, and therefore, Lefi the Rabbanan, even that Shita would be okay because it belongs to you. Also, Chazaz, this next part of the Mishnah says, whatever it gets these ababuos dakos, if it gets these boils that come on it, it's going to be puzzle. Amrav Chisa, Davar Zer, Rabbeinu Gadol Amro, that's Rav, Hamakum Yebez, Hashem should help him. Lo Shanu Ella B'makom Echad. This is only talking about if you have it in one place. Aval b'shtayim b'shloshim makom is kosher, but if you find it in two or three places, even though it's a rove of it, it's still going to be kosher. It's going to be fine. Amalei Rava Adaraba, just the opposite. B'shtayim b'shloshim makomos havalei k'menumer puzzle. If it's in two or three places, like a menumer, it's like a leopard, right? It's all spotted, and therefore it's going to be puzzle. Ella iatmar aseifatmar. Actually, rather, it's going on the seifa. Al miuto kosher. If you have the boils that are on a minority of it, then it's going to be kosher. Amarav chista davizera bino gadol amruva.
Bankum Yabazo, Lo Shara Labankum Echad. That's only if it's in one place. Above Shtaim Mushosha Makamos, Havali Kamanum or a puzzle, even though it's not Rove, it's gonna be puzzle. It's like spotted and it's not considered beautiful. Amarav Avial Chotmo, but if it's on the Chotem, Rafil Bimashu, Nami puzzle. Even a little bit, then it's gonna be puzzle. What's considered the Chotem? Machlok is shown in big time. Rashi says, as it's talking about from these, as you're holding the Esrog in the normal way, as it slopes up towards the Pitom from the place where it slopes and up, and in that area, that's going to be the issue. Even Bamashu is a problem. Nitla Pitomasa, let's say the Pitom is taken from it, it's not there anymore. Tanar Yitzchak ben Elazar, Nitla Buchanaso. It means that the Buchan is like, you know, the part of it we've learned in the past, the pestle, looks like a pestle. A mortar and pestle, things that you crush things in. So the pestle, the pitum looks like that. And Rashi explains different pshatim about this, but going along with one of the pshatim there, he explains that this is only if you remove a majority of it, the actual part that would look like the pestle. If a little bit of it is missing, then it might not be a problem. Niklaf, what happens if it gets peeled? And we said it's going to be a problem, says the Gemara, Amarava, Hai Esroga de Iglid Kahina Sumka Keshera. If you have an Esrog that's peeled and it becomes red like a date, it's going to be kosher. We learned in our Mishnah that if it's niklaf, then it's going to be a problem. It's puzzle. So why are you saying over here it's going to be okay? He says, Gemara lo kasha, beep, turn the page. We ain't got no questions. Lamed vav menaf. Ha bekula, ha bemiktsasa. When it's entirely peeled, then it's going to be fine. The problem is, Rashi says, then it's going to be kosher. Ha bemiktsasa, when it's a little bit peeled, then it's going to be puzzle, de menumerhu, because then it's considered menumerhu. As long as it's one uniform color, even if it's peeled, it's not a problem. But if it's peeled a little bit, then it starts to change the colors, then it's going to be a problem. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.